Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes, I raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves like this. Holy God, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again in my life. Pass me not to judge to see if you're my own book cry. While on all that's thou art good, only do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. My own book cry. My own book cry. All that's thou art good, holy, you have passed me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, my humble cry. My humble cry. All that's thou art good, holy, you have passed me. A great God. Hallelujah. Great King above all our Lord. Oh yes, He's a great God. Hallelujah. Great King. I was lost, but Jesus, hallelujah, but it's loving.
Hallelujah, I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise. Hallelujah. Your hand. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh yes, complete. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire, Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the earth and the heaven by Thy great power. Our Lord God, Thou hast made the earth and the earth by Thy outstretched. Nothing is too difficult for Thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for Behold, I am the Lord God, the God of all flesh. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard? Hallelujah. Is there anything? You are holy. Is there anything? You are holy. John. I've been to Calvary. I dip my hand in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. My life. John. My life has been made whole. My life has been made whole. I've been to Calvary. My hand in the blood of the Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. My life has been made. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the golden bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this louder than anyone here. Every mystery of darkness standing in my way, clear the way in the name of Jesus. Every mystery of darkness standing in my way, clear the way. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this too loud and clear. Strong man of shame, assign against my life. Down in the name of Jesus. Deal with this strong man of shame. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power hindering my greatness. Somebody needs to shout this loud. In the name of Jesus, the power hindering my greatness, command them to die. Baso potele kaya boshan. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this, and we thank you for this particular service. Glory be to your holy name. The first service of his kind this month. I pray, oh Lord, that as many of your children as are gathered here, that you would break every mystery of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon your people today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight, we're looking at the mystery of strange dreams. The mystery of strange dreams. The agenda of the Almighty for this message is that he says he wants to dig deep into people's lives. And those things that have been buried, that people don't know that is even buried, his power will walk up to them, uproot them from where they are planted, and set them on fire. I'm praying for somebody here. Any cleverly hidden deep problems that the enemy has been stylishly using to torment the life of this person over there shall be disgraced tonight. Let your amen be loud and clear. Job chapter 33, verse 14. Job 33, verse 14. If you find it, just bow down your heads and pray this very simple prayer. Say, Jesus, great physician, go deep into my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Amen. Job chapter 33, verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, is slumbering upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instructions, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and add pride from man. It's verse 18 we're going to. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. An information in your dream can keep your soul from the pit and it can deliver your life from perishing by the sword. That's just a short introduction to what we call dreams. When we say strange, we mean something unfamiliar, something abnormal, something irregular, something that is very odd, something uncommon, something very weird, unusual. That's what we mean by strange. We mean something that is not clear in meaning and something that is very, very unconventional. We call that one strange. From the scripture we've read here, you can see that the land of dreams is as important as the land of the physical. You are actually a product of those dreams. And like we usually tell you, it's your spiritual monitor telling us what is going on in your life in the spirit realm. And those dreams, however confused they look, they never lie. They will reveal your past, they will reveal your present, and they'll be talking about your future. To ignore them may be a serious disaster. All dreams contain a message. Whether the message is clear or not is another story. And because the devil knows the importance of these dreams, he has a department specially interested in influencing our dreams. He will rather prefer to walk in darkness so that you don't even know what he is doing. But God, in his mercy and kindness, comes to us in that dream, open our understanding so that you will know what is going on. And the reason you are knowing what is going on is so that you can take appropriate action. But if you do not dream at all, or you don't recollect your dreams, or you forget all of them, it's a serious problem indeed. Because the enemy will now walk unhindered. The enemy will now do dangerous things. Satan himself will sometimes transform into an angel of light to deceive people in their dreams. Every dream has at least one message to convey to the dreamer. Even if the dream looks like disorganized nonsense, it is still saying something to you. I've been in the ministry for years, but one of the most dangerous and one of the most heart-shaking and terrible confession I've ever had. Some of you here who have been with us since old Jabal will remember what I'm saying now. It was a 13-year-old boy. A 13-year-old boy. The parents were pastors, but they were not pastors in MFM. Daddy, as poor as anything. Mommy, poor. Brothers and sisters, they were dunces. The whole family was in a mess. That's what drove them to our Wednesday services. And one day, as prayers was going on, the power of God fell upon the boy who will not normally pray. Normally, she'll follow her parents to church and just stand there and be staring at people. Power of God fell upon him that night. That power took him from where he was and landed him at the altar. We waited till after the service. Prayer started. And this boy began to talk. We recorded it. The boy spoke and told us what they did during the time of Noah. Told us all those things, thousands of years. Told us their method for locating children who are promising, and they will go to their parents, cause trouble, kill the children. Told us that every money his father has made, the one he's making, and the one that is about to make, they have spent it. What kind of thing is it? 13-year-old boy. The father who is a pastor opened his mouth and could not close it. Then I said, no wonder. Anytime I pray that God, what is happening here? I used to see the face of this boy smiling at me. And I thought he was just saying, Daddy, pray more, Daddy, pray more, Daddy, pray more. Not knowing that it was the enemy. I'm praying for somebody here. Every friendly enemy, let them be disgraced and exposed. In the name of Jesus. Let our amen roar like thunder. So God, in his kindness, through his dream, has been letting him know there is a problem here. There are some dreams. There are enemies and there are enemies. There are prayers and there are prayers. There are some dreams that can be classified as strange. Those strange dreams, they have a strange agenda to carry out strange problems in people's lives. I will now try and go through some one by one so that we can have enough time to pray off these things. The mystery of strange dreams. Number one is self-duplication. Self-duplication. You are just one person. Now you have seen another person looking like a twin to you. Exactly like you. Talking like you. Walking like you. It's a strange dream. Because the meaning of that is that one way or the other in the spirit realm, the devil has given you a twin substitute. Stealing your virtues. Or casting away all the good things that is meant for you. Or that which you are supposed to have, he is the one going away with them. It's a mystery. That someone in the spirit realm, when they call the person, say, John Bull, where are you? Something else goes forward. Say, John Bull, this is your blessing, take. This substitute goes and collects it. By the time John Bull, proper John Bull now turns up, the blessing has been given out. I'm praying for somebody. Any power, hidden or not hidden, collecting what is meant for your good, shall surrender them tonight. They shall surrender them. They shall surrender them. They shall surrender them. In the name of Jesus. Let your hammer roar like thunder. So dreaming self-duplication is very bad. Two, violent sex with pains on waking up. A being comes to a person and he begins to sleep with the person. The person wakes up with serious pain. Sometimes women have woken up from such dreams with blood all over them. Men have woken up with semen all over them and they are tired and fagged out. This is spiritual armed robbery to defile, to pollute, and to manipulate. People having such dreams, they have very serious trouble with marriage. It's evidence of terrible spirit wife or spirit husband. Sometimes when it happens, when such people who are married, during the ovulation time of their wife, fight will start. Then there will be impotence. There will be quarrel, headaches, pain, all kinds of terrible things. Just for that period to pass. When that period is passed, then everything is normal again. And such victims are always sick. Going from one sickness to the other. Going from one sickness to the other. But then there is a strange case of some people. They actually enjoy the violence. Such people are already into a deep pit. Only the power of the Almighty can deliver them. It's a terrible thing indeed. I'm praying for somebody. Any spiritual arm robbery that has taken place in any life or taking place right now shall be dismantled by fire. In the name of Jesus. Three. Getting married to relatives or unknown person. Don't know this person, but the person you are married to, the person. Or this person is a member of your family, you are getting married to the person. The meaning is that your spirit man is available for all kinds of manipulations. They are just using you to do whatever they like to do. And such people generally will suffer from marital disturbance and all kinds of progress blockages. It's a strange dream. Four, seeing yourself with double reproductive organ, or you are seeing somebody with the same kind of organ, it means that the person has been reinvented by the enemy, and progress will be very, very difficult. Five, discussions with the dead, chatting with people you know are dead. I wake up and say, well, I don't think it's so important. I don't think it's this serious. I used to be very close to my father before he died. That's why. I used to be very close to our grandma before she died. That's why. That's not why. That's not the reason. The Bible says, why seek ye the living amongst the dead? The living and dead have no dealing. Whatever is causing the connection is an evil rope that should break. The meaning of this, beloved, is that the powers of the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood are in rage. And the terminator and wasted demons are after the person. And it's an evidence that some powers, they are speaking death to what you are doing. Speaking death to what you are doing. person comes home with contract paper, they speak death to the contract. Somebody brings in a certificate, they speak death to the certificate. They are speaking death to the person's life. I declare with violence and with anger that any power that is waiting for your obituary, they shall kill themselves. In the name of Jesus, let our amen roar like thunder. Six, finding yourself as a houseboy, housemaid, or slave to someone. You are serving them. You are the one cleaning the floor, the one washing the toilet for them, you are the one serving food. The meaning is that your spirit man is being dispatched to run errands. You have been converted to a slave in the spirit realm. And once a person is a slave in the spirit realm, to become a master in real life is impossible. Because it's the spirit realm that decides what the physical realm will do. Herein lies the reason why some people wake up with unexplainable tiredness and fatigue and infirmity as if they have been walking all night. That's the reason. Strange dream. Seven, body parts are not functioning. In the dream, you felt that you tried to use your eyes, they were not working. Trying to use your leg or your hand, they are not working. Such people having those kind of dreams, they need serious prayers to prevent physical and spiritual amputation. I remember a man of God who's ignorant about spiritual warfare. He was having a regular dream that he lost his right hand. In that dream, he was never able to use his right hand. He didn't take it seriously until problem set him. The first time he would have trouble, he wanted to say, "Blood of Jesus." He said, "Blood of God." And the people looked at him. They thought, well, Jesus is God. No problem. When he now said, "Let us go to the book of Goliath." Let's just like you said, "Ha," now. Everybody said, "Ha." Book of Goliath. Then he will be asking the congregation, what was I saying just now? What was I saying just now? What did I say just now? What song was I trying to sing? The memory was going blank on the pulpit because something is not functioning again. I pray that any power speaking paralysis to your physical or spiritual life shall be buried alive. That amen is not loud enough. Let your amen roar like thunder. Eight. Ants or insects all over the body. As if they use sugar to rub your body. It means poverty and all-round afflictions. It's a strange dream. Nine. A person is inside an aggressive rain and there's nowhere to run to. What is the meaning of this? It means terrible bombardment of attacks. It means rain-like affliction. Rain-like affliction. 10. Toothlessness and hairlessness. Those are dangerous, strange dreams. No teeth in the mouth or no hair on the head. No teeth in the mouth means a loss of motivation, a loss of winning spirit. No hair on the head means loss of glory or glory under attack. I'm praying here that any glory that has been tampered with shall be recovered tonight in the name of Jesus. Eleven, looking older than your age in the dream. You look like an old person. It means the person is being drained spiritually, and the person will soon begin to dry up physically. It's a strange dream. 12. Fighting non-human creatures like short zombies, dolls, headless beings. Fighting strange creatures. You know they are not humans. The meaning of that is that satanic soldiers have been assigned to contend with your destiny. And the possibility is that they have always been inside your house, but you didn't know they're there. There are lots of things in our houses that we don't even know they are there. Just like that thing I was sharing some time ago. Three girls went to their mother and said, "Mommy, what is witchcraft?" The mother said, "Shut up. Don't talk about witchcraft. Talk about Jesus." Say, mommy, we know that. The question we are asking you, mommy, listen, what is witchcraft? I said, don't say that kind of thing again. I said, mommy, don't you understand? What is witchcraft? Say, okay, wicked people fly at night. Don't let's talk about that one. What was your memory verse in last Sunday school? I said, we're not talking about memory verse here. I said, mommy, we want to tell you, all three of us were witches. I said, what? I said, yes. I said, don't you see that? That is leg. Daddy broke his leg. And they put this plaster of Paris at Gobi Hospital. And when they removed the plaster from Gobi, the man's leg just remained like this, not bending again, like a stick. Say, we're the one that applied starch to his leg like clothes and ironed it straight. So that his leg would be like this. The woman almost fainted. Say, mommy, what happened to your supermarket? The woman said, it caught fire. Then we set it on fire. Say, mommy, what happened to your kiosk? Said the local government people destroyed it. Say, we destroyed it. Say, ah. Say, what do we now do? Say, mommy, we hold our meeting under the staircase here. There are plenty of people here like that. There are evil meetings of zombies and dolls and headless creatures taking place in the house. You are not seeing them, so you don't know. That's why you should raise up your right hand in anger and declare this more violently than anyone here. Say, dark powers in my habitation, your time is up. Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and deal with it. Masopotila katanda ribolola koponde kente ya boshanta. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Yes! Ria! Let them be evacuated. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, dark powers in my habitation. Before I get home. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Amen. Whosoever asks receives. Whosoever knocks, the door shall be open. If you seek, you find. The spiritual realm is not a realm for kids or those who are not ready to fight. It's not the realm at all. It's a realm of violence. I used to have a man of God, a friend. He is a very, very rascally person. Demonic power had shown him Pepe before he got born again. In fact, his case was so bad that he has become so mad, he was eating fufu in the dustbin. Be eating fufu inside the dustbin. No clothes on. That's what God delivered him from. So when God delivered him from that one, he too became a very wicked prayer warrior. He was invited to a meeting somewhere in Ijebu land. And all these witches in church gathered themselves to come and deal with him. They didn't know the person they were dealing with. So immediately he arrived, because they had dealt with him before, they had punished him so seriously. He knew he could see them. But the witches were very careful. They all hid their powers on trees as they were coming to take it back when they are going to church. So all the songs that witches are not supposed to sing, they are singing it. The blood of Jesus, the blood that they were singing. They sang God is no problem. When my friend now got the microphone, the first strange prayer he prayed, that I command all the powers that these people have hidden on the trees around to come back now here and locate the owners one by one and go back inside them, because I want to deal with them now. Father, do so in Jesus' name. the powers began to drop back inside them. When the powers addressed on them, it now started a very strange Yoruba chorus. Omuwa, o katilo, pakute Jesu, omuwa, o kat. I didn't say you should sing it to me. It's okay. He started the chorus. And beloved, there is power in the word of God. As he was singing those songs, you know the way a trap sounds when it catches flat. The floor of Jesus making pride, 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 pride. Mama Deborah was on the floor. Pride. Mama, somebody was pride. I was going like that. Those are the kind of soldiers God is looking for now. But then, if you are not ready for that kind of warfare, it is possible that a man will go from the cradle to the grave without achieving what you came here for. That is why I want you to close your eyes again and pray this prayer loud and clear. Any fetish power assigned against me, I bury you in the body of the sender. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Bury the power back into their body. Something is happening again here. This is not a day to negotiate. In Jesus' name we pray. That's wonderful. Have your seat. Have your seat. There is a reason for that diversion. 13. Flying without wings and being pursued. They pursue you, but you find yourself flying and you have no wings, and you are pursued by flying creatures or strange creatures. It means that you have a double unconscious life, and there's some evil dedication speaking against you, and also that your destiny is under violent pursuers. You shouldn't joke with it at all. 14. Flies following you, as if the person is smelling, is attacked by Beelzebub spirit. Somebody wrote me a letter from the United States of America this week. This was the kind of dream she was having. All of a sudden, one morning when she woke up, found that a terrible odor was coming out from her mouth. She brought McLean, it was coming out. She brought fresh toothpaste, it was coming out. She brought that one that is very peppery, it was coming out. She wrote to somebody in Nigeria to send chewing stick to America. She tried it, it was still coming. And those of you who know a little bit about America, one thing that can really chase a white man away from you if it's the totality of your mouth is smelling. In fact, the next day they sacked her. Sacked her from the place because of the mouth odor. She went to the hospital. The doctor did not know what was wrong with her. Attacked by Beelzebub powers. 15. Strange marks all over the body. You just see these strange marks and you don't know how they got there. And in physical, they're not on the body. It means the enemy has marked the person for harm or destruction. It's very sad. And this is the origin of unexplainable hatred and the spirit of rejection. 16. Bitter crying to real life. Person is crying the dream and then cry to real life because it was shedding tears in real life. The meaning of it is that an agenda of sorrow is being planted against your life. I am praying for somebody here. Every agenda of sorrow targeted against you shall backfire by fire. In the name of Jesus. He shall backfire. In the name of Jesus. 17. Wearing wigs or attachment in the dream. The meaning is that your glory is being replaced. Your virtues have been exchanged for fake ones. This is the meaning of that one. It's a strange dream. 18. You always find yourself inside a long queue. And you never get to the front to get the benefit they are getting there. That is the spirit of demonic delay. The spirit of demonic delay. 19 is finding yourself in the cemetery or in the hospital. Any dream you have of seeing yourself in the hospital, seeing yourself in the cemetery, should not be taken lightly at all. You shouldn't allow 24 hours to get on you without you praying it off. 20. Eating unclean animals. You see yourself eating bat, vulture, crabs, all kinds of unclean animals in your dream. It's an agenda of massive pollution. 21. Drinking dirty water from dirty river. Drinking dirty water from dirty river is pollution of your source of breakthrough. If a person keeps having those kind of dreams, you find that sources where you have been receiving benefit, you either go and mess up there, make mistake there, or they don't want to help you anymore. All these are strange dreams. 22. Attack by dogs or dogs licking your body. Dogs are sexual spirits, and the enemy is using some past sexual relationship to harass your life. That's mean, or one way or the other, you have slept with an occultic person, and the enemy is using that as a ladder now to launch attack against you. 23. Breastfeeding of strange children. It means your virtue is being withdrawn. Your virtue is being withdrawn. These are samples of strange dreams. So, in the dream life, the spirit world comes into contact with human lives. 24. Walking barefootedly. If a woman sees herself walking barefootedly, the enemy has already stolen your marriage. If it's a man, the enemy has already stolen your marriage. You need to place shoes back on those legs. 25. Seeing vultures around you. Vultures are birds of death. It means in the coven they have already pronounced you dead. And the person is just moving about. But it's a dead man waiting to be buried. 26. Driving a vehicle which suddenly stops and refuses to start. The meaning of that is that the breakthrough the person is having then is about to be stopped. It's about to be stopped. I know a sister, she was about to get married. They planned all this wedding. Just had this dream. She was in a fast car. Without pressing the brake, the car stopped. Within a week, her father died. 2 days later, her mother died. 3 days later, the sawmill of the father, where a lot of money was coming for the family, got caught fire. The enemy has stopped a breakthrough. I'm praying for somebody. Every power that wants to stop your breakthrough, you shall stop them before they stop you. In the name of Jesus. 27. Holding a Bible and the Bible dropping to the ground. That means backsliding. The person is about to go away from grace unless you pray hard. 28. Eating your own vomit. A strange dream indeed. It means that the enemy is planning this grace for you. The enemy wants to return the person to the whole problem from which the person came. 29. Unable to cross a strange river. It means there is a serious blockage in your way. Energized and powered by marine spirit. 30. Striking matches many times, but the light just refuses to come on. You strike it to quench. It is a strange dream that the enemy wants to be extinguishing the light that your life is supposed to shine. So once you are having a dream and it's out of the ordinary, different from the normal, it's foreign, weird, unknown, uncommon, odd, irregular, abnormal, obscure, unclear, bizarre, you know you are suffering from the mystery of strange dreams. The first thing to do very quickly, you are not born again, get born again. Second thing to do very quickly, examine the totality of your life to ensure there is no sin in your life. The third thing you should do is to rehearse the dream before the Lord. You rehearse it to the Lord as if the Lord is sitting beside you and you are telling him the dream. The fourth thing to do is to cancel everything negative in it. The fifth thing to do is to do a back to the sender. And the next thing to do is to form a habit of anointing yourself regularly. And the last thing to do is to pray barricading prayers. Those strange dreams do not come your way anymore. We have prayers to pray here this evening. If you know that you've ever had any of these dreams, pray like a man or woman from another world. pray with merciless aggression and violence and acidity. Fortunately, in the spiritual realm, that is fast forwarding, that is rewinding. Could rewind and let the power of God begin to solve it tonight. But if you are living in any known sin, you must repent and get away from that life of sin. You must confess and forsake the sin. Rise up on your feet, my beloved. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed as you rise up. If you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar here so we can pray more with you. The first prayer I want you to pray, all eyes closed. This is not the time to be opening your eyes. You have to concentrate. The first prayer I want you to pray, what something will begin to happen to some people. Who, there are people here, they drop some evil materials for you to sit on or trample upon. The Lord has been trying to explain to you your dream, but you didn't understand. As you are praying this prayer, the electric current of God will strike you and those things will jump out of your body. As you pray this first prayer, those who are here, and right now it's as if your strength is gone, as if the enemy has gained the upper hand. You are even thinking that the unbelievers, that you want to copy the unbelievers because they don't seem to be suffering. There will be a divine intervention in your case. As you pray this first prayer, witchcraft materials planted in the body shall begin to jump out, to go back to the coven from which they were sent. As you pray this prayer, that person over there, you have been smelling death, death, death. And there's a spirit of death moving about your chest and your breast region. It's as if somebody has poured some heavy load inside your bone marrows. It's as if somebody has put some evil material into your breast. One of it is as hard as stone. And you have been hearing strange voices. As you pray this prayer, all these problems shall go back to the senders. So this is not a night to joke with the prayers. You will shout this loud and clear. Shout this loud and clear. I fire back every arrow fired against me in my dream. You will say that once, then you turn into machine gun prayer. I fire you back. I fire you back. I fire you back. I fire you back. I fire back every arrow fired against me in my dream. In the name of Jesus. Masente kita lakayaba. Oride ke setende ke yabo shente raba santa. Na kampo nikata. Masente lakayabo shente raba. Open your mouth, open your mouth. The arrows must go back. 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 Tonight is tonight. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Is somebody in this meeting now? This prayer that you have prayed, by the time you get to the place of work tomorrow, your salary will have been increased. Not only that one, that stubborn witchcraft person in your family that is harassing the whole family, within the next 24 hours, that power will be buried alive. Now shout this loud. Powers that want me to suffer, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Bakatesati alika. Manaribola katacha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Power of strange dreams. In my life. Death. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Aha! This is not a night to negotiate. There must be no negotiation. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 300 persons here that these evil dreams have seriously affected their destiny. Within the next few seconds, there will be surgery from heaven that will happen to the 300 person. It may be in the leg, may be in the head, but certain things have to be removed by these angels that are going about. They have started now. That's the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing upon the leg of that sister. Be set free, be set free, be set free, be set free. Be set free, 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 in the name of Jesus. Silence, beloved. Father, I'm praying for these people who were injected in the dream. The poison introduced into your body. Let the volcanic fire of the Almighty fall upon that poison now. And let the poison catch fire. In the name of Jesus. It's happening. Shout this loud now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were inside the fire. The fourth man appeared in that fire. And they converted their trouble to testimonies. You will now shout this loud and clear. Oh God of Elijah, appear in my dream. Can you shout it loud? Shout it again. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Aha! This is not a night to negotiate. There must be no negotiation.
Let us share the grace and fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.